Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll get back to your Giant calls in a couple of minutes. 888-808-1019 and more sound live from MetLife Stadium yesterday. But as I said earlier, I know this from experience. It is very embarrassing when another team takes over your building. It happens to me as a fan a lot with all the teams I root for. And the part of the embarrassment that's the worst, I'm going to come clean right now. I'm going to show you my vulnerability, is when one of my players is asked about it and has to talk about it. That always affects me. Like, whenever the Knicks play the Nets.
The Nets still in the league.
And a Net player's ass, how'd it feel being at Madison Square Garden, Brooklyn? And they make a comment, like a part of me dies inside.
Right.
So Jackson Dart was put in that situation. Jackson Dart was put on the hot seat. He's in his post-game press conference. He's talking about all the football stuff. But eventually, it is brought up, hey, Jackson, how did it feel playing a home game in which there were more Niner fans there than Giant fans there? Here's how Jackson Dart attempted to answer that question.
That was interesting. I've never played at a home game where I felt like it was kind of lopsided in that department. But, you know, they have a good fan base, and they traveled well.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Mm. Like, I feel uncomfortable for you.
He should have said, I guess our fan base doesn't care. They sold their tickets. That's what I would have said.
And you know what? Can you blame them? When you've got a chance to make some money off 49er fans and mm-hmm. the team stinks and they're 3-18 in their last 21 games, you understand it.
Right. And they just travel well. The 49ers, I mean, because I was down in Texas. I was in SMU for the Miami upset. And on my way back on Saturday night, the airport was all 49er fans. Mm. I was like, man, this is a bad sign.
Yeah.
Because it was 10 o'clock at night and the airport was full of 49er fans.
And I think that you not only have the Niner fans traveling, like you said, I think there's just a lot of Niner fans that live here.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
it's both.
Yeah, it's a combo of both.
I think
sure.
It's a combo of both. It's kind of like the Cowboys. Not as, I think, pronounced because there's so many more Cowboy fans here. There probably are a good amount of Joe Montana, 70s, 80s, 49er fans.
Well, also, I think that the Cowboy fan takes playing at MetLife Stadium for granted because they play here once a year.
Yes.
So you get that crack every year as a Cowboy fan to buy tickets and see your team play. The Niner fan only comes here, on average, once every eight years.
Eight longer, right?
Yeah. Sometimes it can be more frequent, obviously, right. But in general, like, you're not guaranteed it more than that. So when the Niners are on the schedule and you're a San Francisco 49er fan living in the New York area, right. No matter the date, no matter the time, no matter the weather, you're like, damn it, I got to be there.
Yeah, let's go. And it was a nice day for a football game. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
That was the first time the Niners fans got to see a game at MetLife Stadium against the Giants. Since 2015.
Because the 2020 game was with no fans?
Yes.
Wow. Think about that.
Right.
That explains it. That's why the Niner fan, even the Steeler fan, the Packer fan. Right. They're not in division.
It's nice, and you can go see New York. In fact, when I drove in today, there were 49er fans walking around down here.
Yeah.
Downtown. So they're here still.
They're
why not?
Everyone.
You get a chance to go to New York when it's still somewhat nice? What? I would.
And you got two basketball games tonight.
Of course.
You got the Knicks taking on the Wizards, and that's against the T-Wolves. Let's go to Matt in East Hampton. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
We're good, Matt.
Good.
Hey, so I was at the game yesterday. I wanted to just tell you how miserable it was. Well, you guys were there, you know. But and I had a question for Tiki at the end, too. But, I'm not a rich guy, man. Like, I go to two games a year. I bring my kids every other game, and it's miserable. And I don't know if it was 50-50. It felt 80-20 in every game I go to.
The wrong way, right, Matt?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, we could never, from the get-go, we couldn't even get into the game because it was just so many fans. And it's every game is like this. Maybe not that bad. Every game that I go to, and I know it's New York. I know these teams travel well, blah, blah, blah. But it's just, man, it's so and then a 5-hour ride home on top of it. It took me 2 hours to get there, 5 hours home.
Ugh,
like, geez. I could have put my head through the wall when I got home.
Right. Yeah, last thing you want to do is think about football, the Giants, even though you've thought about it the entirety of your afternoon.
I can't be the only person. I think Matt certainly experienced this. I did the math. I spent more time commuting to and from the game than being at the game.
Did you really?
Yes, I did the math. See, I left my house, and I'm abnormal here. I wasn't going to do the tailgate. I told you that. I'm just going to show up maybe 20 minutes before kickoff, watch the game, and leave. And so I left my house at like 10:45, and between the traffic getting into the parking lot, I didn't walk up to the seat until 12:45.
Yeah, so I beat your seat, yeah.
So it was a good hour 45 of being in my car.
Right.
Then when I left, and I admit, I left early. I left for the mathematical test. Once I knew it was mathematically over, I left. I sat for so long getting out of the lot that it took me about 2 hours to get home.
Oh.
Well, 2 hours plus an hour 45 is 3 hours and 45 minutes. I sat at the game for right around 3 hours. So I spent more time commuting than I did watching.
Right.
And
now,
I'm
obviously at the game a lot longer. My commute was cake. It took me 30 minutes to get home.
Yeah, you're in a different spot.
But I wait until 6 o'clock.
You also live a lot closer.
True, true.
And you're not dealing with the traffic.
There is no traffic. There's nobody. Even though we were still 49er fans tailgating when I left at 6 o'clock.
Look at that.
I mean, we're having a good time. What else are you
going to do? Nah,
you're
right.
6 o'clock. It's dark as hell. It feels like it's 9. But
you know why that makes a lot of sense, too? If you're not rushing home, why would you want to sit there?
Right.
Like
in the car.
Dude, I sat 100%. There for so long. If I wasn't rushing home to my wife and kids, I'd just have a catch in the parking lot for an hour. Like, why the hell not?
Right.
How about you? How was your commute there, Shawnee?
I walked in my house, turned on the television, and 90 seconds later, Carrie Underwood was on it. So you do the math.
Wow. Now, you also did a podcast after.
I did. I went to another location in Jersey to do Talking Giants, but I don't think it's safe. Like, I sat there 45 minutes, did a podcast. I think I would have just been sitting in the car going another route.
But I'll tell you, this is why the Giant fan says, I'm going to sell my tickets. The team sucks.
Right. It's not worth the traffic.
It's not worth it. Mm. Like, it's worth it when your team is good and they're entertaining and you're winning. And you say, yeah, I spent more time in my car. Big deal. I was honking the horn out of excitement. But when you watch that kind of mess, it's tough to not be motivated to sell it to a Packer fan.
It's not fun.
Yeah. And I say Packers because you'll see him at home in a couple of weeks.
Right.
Let's go to Brian in Northport. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Pleasure.
So a couple of things, if you got a minute. I told Tommy, I want to thank Dave Owen Shane, truly, for getting us Dart, Gadaboo, and Burns. And that's about it. Because that's about all they're going to hang their hat on when they're gone. And I know they're going to have to finish out the year. You know, that is what it is. But it's in a weird way, does it feel like Dart, you know, he was supposed to be Dabo's savior and kind of became his Grim Reaper. I feel like he's kind of costing him his job because he was supposed to be able to do something with him. And it's clear that he can do it without Dabo. I'm confident in that you bring in a new head coach, he's going to be even better.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah,
if you look at that,
it's funny. Go ahead. Keep going.
Sorry, the press conference, I can't watch anymore. I'm so glad these two guys won. Did you hear the guy say when he walked in, are you crying to Dable?
Yes. In fact, I want to play that right now because I cannot get over that. But before that, would you want to answer what he said?
Yeah, now I'm forgetting what I
forgot what he said, though.
No, it's not what he said. I forgot what I was going to say.
What did he say?
Oh, it was about Daxon Dart and surviving a new coach.
Yeah, that basically, and it was interesting that Jackson Dart is proving he doesn't need Brian Dable.
Right.
Well, was our caller's point.
I don't know if he's proving that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
But you just get the sense that he'll be okay if somebody else comes in. It's not going to ruin him if a new system gets introduced.
Completely agree. Because that's been the biggest defense of keeping Brian Daboll. I hear Big Mac say it all the time in the overnights.
Yes.
Which is... I think that it, when you watch this kid play quarterback... I'm sorry, Big Mac. You know I love you. I think I'm going to see him because I think he's filling in for Keith this week. So I think that's what's going on. I heard that other people were doing the overnight, so I texted Big Mac, are you going to Disney World? And he was very confused. He said, no, I'm working. See? That's why my imitation is good. Anyhow, Big Mac will be doing nights this week. Keith will be back in a week. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Do you watch Jackson Dart? Does anyone watch Jackson Dart and say, oh, my God,
right,
I can't mess with him by getting rid of Brian Daboll?
No, you don't.
No one thinks that.
No.
Now, as far
and that's
as
not a knock on Dave's, it's just the reality of Jackson Dart.
It's a reality of Dart. I agree. Listen to this question for this was so freaking weird, and I'm glad our caller brought it up. Here is, and I think it's Pat Leonard because I feel like I can tell the Giant beat reporters apart based on the vitriol in their question. Here's Pat Leonard, I think taunting Brian Daboll and saying, "Hey, are you crying?"
Brian, are those tears of emotion, or is that just...
Is that what?
I didn't hear what you're saying. You walked in here, it looked like there were tears coming out of your eyes.
No.
Is that just allergies?
No. No, it wasn't tears.
The whole press conference conferences, you know, hard-hitting football questions. Uh-huh. And then Pat Leonard's like, hey, little bitch over there. I'm just kidding. He didn't say that.
Are you crying?
There's no crying in football. And you could hear the offense that Daboll took to the question.
He's like, what?
What?
What are you what did you talking say? About?
Am I crying?
You want to go out back and fight?
It'd be more entertaining than Giants secondhand football right now. Right.
Fair point.
Yeah, so why was Brian Daboll crying yesterday, Teague? Was he emotional about the game?
He said he wasn't. I didn't see him. I was in the booth. So I have no idea. But I can't imagine Daboll's crying.
I reanalyzed the press conference. And yeah. So his eyes, I will admit, were a tad red. But I think there's a really good chance that he's just really freaking tired. Mm. Or has allergies.
Right.
I don't think Brian Daboll was telling his team, like, bawling.
Or went back in the coach's room and just toked one for a nice long drag.
That was good.
Now I can come out relaxed.
Yeah.
He did seem relaxed, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think I'm right.
All right. Maybe a little bong rip? Who knows?
Whatever.
So he smoked a doobie before the press conference. And Pat Leonard confused that with him crying. This is the state of the Giants, ladies and gentlemen. The hard-hitting questions. Are you crying?
Also, it's early November. Maybe it's a fat guy thing. You don't get, like, you're a pug, like, wet face. You know what I mean? Where your eyes get red, you're outside, the wind burn, all that stuff, and you get a little teary and snotty-eyed. I get that all the time on the weekends when I'm outside for too long.
No, I'm with you. This is one of those rare defenses of Brian Daboll. I mean, he probably we all still agree he's probably going to be gone at the end of the year. He's not a very good football coach right now. But no. Pat Leonard, he wasn't crying after he lost to the San Francisco 49ers.
He was smoking a doobie.
Can I just ask also if you're Pat Leonard, what's the follow-up if Daboll goes, yeah, of course I was crying.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay, right. And where does that go? So that's the point. What's the point of asking?
Yeah, it creates a situation where Pat Leonard is now bullying.
Right. Like my pet cricket died. Sorry.
That would have been an answer. Because like pet cricket is probably the best answer. Because if you say dog or cat, we're all going to feel awful.
Right. You get on a long, you make up a story. You know, I took my kids down to Alabama. You know, I used to coach there. We won a national championship. And I don't know if you've ever been to Tuscaloosa. There's a lot of woods, especially on the way down there. And sometimes at night, it just gets really, really quiet. But then you start to hear the crickets. The legs, you know, they're crushing against each other and they're making the sound. And sometimes if you really listen to it, it is beautiful. It is unbelievable. I took my daughters down there and they loved the football game, but at night they fell in love with the crickets. So you know what I did? I went and bought them a cricket and it was amazing. The cricket was beautiful. It was friendly. They even named them Jiminy. Well, I mean, I know we lost this game, but Jiminy died today.
That's a tough answer.
I'll tell you, Leonard would have no response to that.
That's why I'm crying,
Pat. Yeah. Any other questions?
Any other questions? Thank you. I'm out.
That's a good one. John is in Staten Island. What's up, John?
Hey, thank you for taking the phone call. I think I inadvertently helped the 49ers because my wife and my four boys are 49ers fans.
Oh, come on, dude.
But Evan made up the great point that they haven't played in New York and she's never seen them play.
Right.
So it was a birthday gift. So I was like, all right, here's a birthday gift. We'll go to the game. I didn't think it was going to be a 49ers game. So, again, you know, they had a good experience. I had a guy from San Francisco teaching my son every time they get the first down in the Levi Stadium, they go woo, 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 whatever they were doing. And, you know, it was kind of ridiculous.
That's what that was. I didn't know that. I don't think I've seen a 49ers in Levi.
So they go woo, woo, woo when they get a first down?
Yeah, I heard that a couple of times, and I was like, "What is that Giant fans?"
Interesting.
Huh. I don't know. The big takeaway I had was that there was one moment in a TV timeout where they went around Kid Cam and played K-pop Demon Hunter's song, to which George Kittle jumped up and down, waving the crowd to dance with him and cheer loud. And that, for me, was really a gut punch of embarrassment that we're playing this mockery of music for kids, and George Kittle and the Niner fans are getting down to it.
And he's owning it.
It was a Niners home game.
On the road.
Yeah. I mean, it was a Niners home game. Pat's in Ringwood, New Jersey. What's going on, Pat?
What's up, fellas? I originally wanted to call to think about Dexy and Hyatt for Waddle, but something else came up in my mind. When Banks was a rookie with Wink Martindale, Wink Martindale actually praised his toughness.
Yeah.
And the guy was starting and doing well, which goes to the big thing, it's coaching. And they all got to go.
Well, look, I think Deonte Banks envisioned himself as this lockdown, I can take on any wide receiver in the league corner. And Wink gassed him up that way. Mm. Like he was drafted for Wink, basically.
Right.
And it's almost like there's a confidence issue and a lack of success issue since he moved out of that system. And he wasn't perfect as a rookie, but you could slough off some of those issues with him just being a rookie.
Yeah, but he wasn't even nearly as bad as he is now.
I know.
Like, he was an interesting young player, I guess, would be the way I'd phrase it.
And now it's gotten demonstrably worse.
And how do you explain it? Is it all Wink Martindale not being there?
I don't know. I think last year it felt the effort was the issue a year ago. You saw it. I mean, he turned down. Was that 2 years ago or was that last year where he didn't try to tackle?
That was last year.
Jalen Hurts on the sideline. Just kind of let him keep running for another 15 yards.
That was last year. Yeah.
Right. So
he's done it both years, basically.
Right. But last year felt bad. Like he was just quitting on the field. And then you're getting away with it. And that was unacceptable. So he came into this year, and I had this conversation with Bob after the game, where you're battling for the starting cornerback position, and it's Cordell Flott, who's basically been a sub his entire career here, and Deonte Banks, who nobody wants, battling for your starting quarterback, cornerback job. And my point to Bob was, that's not a starting quarterback, cornerback battle. That's a backup battle.
Right.
But that's where the Giants find themselves. And as a result, as soon as one or either of those guys get hurt, you're stuck starting a six-round draft pick as a rookie and play 35 plays in his career.
I think the problem is this guy was a first-round pick not that long ago.
Yeah, and you missed.
And the fact that we are referring to him as, you're force-starting him is a sad state of affairs.
Yeah, you missed.
Oh, they missed horribly.
Badly.
And I think that the look of the quitting on the field is what made it it was already a bad performance. In fact, would you like to hear from my experience yesterday at MetLife Stadium, live audio of Sean Morash reacting to the defense quitting and calling out Deonte Banks?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, this one is under "The Defense is Gutless," is how we labeled this one. Ladies and gentlemen, this is MetLife Stadium yesterday afternoon. Take a listen.
That was gutless defense. Gutless.
Gutless. It's creative.
Look at Deonte Banks. How embarrassing is that for Deonte Banks? Imagine showing that to Deonte Banks on film and all.
So what does he say when he shows it on film? Because that line was interesting because I started thinking about it. Like, all right, today, do they do film today or is today a flat-off
day? No, it's today. Today you'll go in and watch film, get treatment.
Okay, so quick. To Sean's live reaction point, Deontay's sitting there, he's in his chair. Shane Bowen's up there, he's got the pointer. He's like, all right, boys, let's watch some tape.
I don't know how Shane Bowen coaches, but back in the day, you'd be cussed out by everybody.
Right, the players too.
100%. That's just unacceptable.
And what do you think is happening in 2025? Like, right now, it could be happening in this moment. Deonte Banks is watching that tape being trucked by Brian Robinson.
Yeah.
What's happening?
There's a passivity to this defense right now, other than Brian Burns, that is frustrating to watch. And I think Javon Holland was brought here to be a defensive leader. I think Paulson Adebo was brought here to be an impactful defensive leader. And with them both injured and only having been here for, 8 months, 9 months, there's a massive void. It's being filled by guys who can't command the issue. You know what I mean? And so it goes back to how we opened the show. Dave's has a leadership issue, and it's not him. It's the team of guys. It's not a good enough job, and it shows up. It's getting worse as the season goes on.
They were playing the Denver Broncos and laying the wood, and that was like the most passionate defense I've seen. And from the moment Holland and Adebo got hurt in that game,
yes,
they imploded in the fourth quarter and had those last 8 quarters.
100%.
You could almost bookmark that it was when Holland and Adebo left this defense.
Right. It's true.
But as much of a blow as that is, and it's obvious, those guys were playing well, it shouldn't lead to this, though.
I agree.
And it shouldn't, but it did.
No, you're right, it did. I mean, I think
And it does every year as soon as the injuries start to pile up.
And it's no excuse, because all you got to do is look around the league or look across the locker room with the Niners yesterday. And injuries are a part of the sport. It sucks.
Yeah.
Ideally, it would be Madden, and everybody would be healthy, and you'd get to see every team at their best. Just not the way the sport is. Let's go to Dom in Westport. What's up, Dom?
Hey, guys. Great talking again. Couple of things. First of all, I think, you know, the whole they all have to go. And I mean, I was just looking at the draft picks. If you give me a minute, Evan, this is something I think you would like, and Tiki, I think you might appreciate. If you look at Shane's draft pick record, it's terrible. I mean, Kayvon Thibodeau in 2022, fifth round pick. Evan Neal, complete bust. Quandale Robinson, okay. Isidu, he's on the injured reserve. I don't know. Deontay Banks, that was an embarrassment. And Tiki, I think they played this morning a clip on the Boomer and Geo show from you on the post game,
right,
that it's really not coaching, I think you said, and that it's really the player giving up. I think you got to also blame the coaches for that. I mean, they got to be in his face.
I mean, yes, yes and no. I mean, at some point, it's personal pride. It's, what am I doing here? If I'm not playing my hardest, why the hell am I even playing? I mean, this is my job to be great at, and it's my opportunity to be great at it, and I'm going to choose not to be great. What can a coach do? Like, what can a coach say? Again, the carrot or stick to get guys to play hard because you have to earn it is not there anymore. They have to play the guys that are available, and these guys simply aren't good enough.
So here's what I'll ask you about that, okay? Because you're right. Ultimately, I think most of us believe in personal responsibility. Yes. It's on the player.
Right.
Player gives up on the field.
I don't believe any player wants someone else to make an excuse for him. And so when they play like crap, you can't go, oh, that's on Shane Bowen.
Well, here's my question for you then. When we talk about coaching staffs and, hey, this is when you know it's time to get rid of a coach, we tend to bring up quitting on you.
Right. Motivation.
So what's the difference between that and this? Is that not quitting on you as a coach, or is it more just quitting on yourself and your personal pride?
To me, it's personal pride. It's because how is Shane Bowen supposed to get Deontay Banks to care about tackling somebody?
No, I don't know. But then what's quitting on a coach?
Benching him?
What's quitting on a coach then?
Quitting on a... I don't think,
what's the difference?
I don't think that happens, really, quitting on a coach. I know it gets said a lot, but it's more of a cliche that doesn't necessarily have facts behind it. I think it's just guys not caring enough and being motivated enough. Now, is it on the head coach or defensive coordinator to motivate you? Sure. There should be some incentive, but ultimately you have to do it.
Yeah, it's up to the individual, but buck stops at the top. It's the old Harry Truman line I mentioned at the top of the show. The buck stops here. The buck stops with the boss. Who's the boss?
It's always going to go uphill.
Yep.
It always is. And so should Shane Bowen take responsibility for it? Of course he should. But it's actually not on him. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
He'll be responsible for it, but it's not on him.
Here's what we all know, and I think this is obvious, and it's becoming more obvious by the week. They're not winning enough. Mm-hmm. And we have said this since August.
Right.
They have to win. They have to win. And then we would argue or debate, how many is the number? Here's what we can all agree on. This ain't it.
Right, and they're not hitting the number.
They're not hitting this magical number we all created. They're 2-7. Let me put this in better perspective for everybody. The New York Giants are a half game better than the New York Jets.
Yeah.
Mic drop moment. That's all you need to know. Now, speaking of the future of this head coach, what a loaded question for Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart was asked, hey, kid, do you feel the pressure that you're playing for Brian Daboll's job? We'll analyze how he handled that answer. I'd like to play for you a question that was asked yesterday of Jackson Dart. It's a good question. It's also a loaded question. It's a tough one. All right? And you tell me how you would answer this if you're Jackson Dart. Here's the question as posed by SNY's Connor Hughes.
Seems like you and Brian have a very unique relationship. As these losses pile up, the stability for his job is going to get significant, and the chances of change are going to increase. Do you feel that pressure to turn this around and turn this around quick because of what could change if the losses keep coming?
Essentially telling Jackson Dart, hey, and it's true.
Yeah.
Pressure's on you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that pressure that if you don't win games, this head coach, who it seems like you have a great relationship with, will be gone?
Yeah, I mean that's a bold and something heavy to hang on a rookie's head. he's best not even answering.
So how would you approach this if you were Jackson? And we will listen to Jackson's answer in a minute, but I'm curious, as the veteran who has asked many a loaded question over the years.
I would say, if I was a rookie, because it's different. If you're a vet, it's a completely different calculus. But as a rookie, you say, we are all a team, and I have Dave's back. I have to play better, so that's not an issue. That's how you answer it.
I would say it ain't my problem, bro. Nah, I'm just kidding. Here is how Jackson Dart answered that very tough question from Connor Hughes.
I understand the question, but you know, I'm going to give you the answer that I truly feel, and it's that I can only control what I can control, and I don't want to look at things that way. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself in any regard. I want to just live in the moment that I have. I want to take advantage of the opportunities that I have. As a team, you know, we should be thinking that same way. And, you know, we have a chance to win every game that we have on our schedule. And that's how I feel. So, you know, we got to find a way as players, the guys who are out there on the field, to make enough plays to win the game. And, you know, that's kind of how I view things. Like, the coaches, they call the plays, but, you know, a play can technically work against any defense or any coverage or whatever it is. Same thing goes from the defensive side. As players, we gotta be better. And you know, they're not the ones out there on the field. You know, we are. So I think us as a team need to be better that way.
Wow. He is a vet, even though he's a rookie. That is classic. Answer the question you want to answer, not the one that's asked.
Yes.
He did not answer that question at all.
Yet he made like me tingle as a fan.
Of course.
Because he gave like all the right things you want to say.
Well, everything you're supposed to say.
Yes. He really is.
And expanded it, like opened it up.
Yeah.
Hey, everything should work. Technically, even if he calls the wrong play, we should be able to make it work. That's offense, that's defense. It's on us.
I have to admit,
it's a team.
And I know, not to say that Tommy, Sean, and even you, Tiki Barber, don't have great credibility, but you're Giant fans, and you want this to work out.
Uh-huh.
As an IFO, I got to admit, I'm in love with this guy.
You love Jackson.
I mean, no, because he's just...
God, you could have drafted him.
I know! He could have been my savior! But I'm not going to use that against him, because it isn't his fault.
Right.
But there are so many things about him that make you tingle as a fan. First of all, his play on the field, that's obvious, mm-hmm. right? But even an answer like that.
Right.
He's so mature.
Such a loaded question.
And I don't say, if Connor, if you're listening, I think it's a great question. It's loaded, but ask it.
And by the way, Connor asked it the right way. He didn't ask it, Dave's going to get fired.
Right.
You guys suck. You keep losing. What are you going to do if he gets, like, he didn't ask it like that.
No, he asked
it. He gave the reality of what's, if they keep losing, it's going to become the talking point.
And it's true.
And it is absolutely true. And Jackson, like you knew, I think we knew this when we first interviewed him in training camp, because he sat down and it's like he knew all of us, even though none of us had met him. I think I said hello to him briefly before, but none of us had really met him.
Very few people do that well. I mentioned Kevin Garnett did that very well years ago, where he went over to every single person, shook their hand, and said, "Hi, I'm KG."
Right.
Jackson Dart had that quality. It's a unique quality.
Right. And so you kind of felt, before we even said one word to him, oh, this kid is, he's mature for 22 or however old he is. And then the interview was great. He had an answer. Like, he knew what to say.
But you know what?
And how to say it.
And you're right. He was impressive in the interview. But the reason I still didn't go like, oh, yeah, I love this guy, is you got to do it on the field.
100%. You got to play.
He's doing it on the field. And the Giants are in this such a weird spot where, I get it. Like 99.9% of the phone calls taken for us, the midday show, the morning show, the overnights, have all been, this sucks, I hate the football team, fire everybody. And I get that. And all of it's true. With that said, you've got this stud quarterback. Like, that's pretty exciting.
I'm trying to think of a scenario like this where you had a bad team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You knew they had their quarterback. But it you knew it was going to be a new staff.
Dude, I can't. I mean, were you with this?
The only one that was as close is Trevor Lawrence. But Trevor's wasn't like this.
No, and I'll tell you the difference. Here's the difference with Trevor Lawrence. He came into the league with a hype that was always going to be very difficult to match.
Yeah, he was the first round pick from his freshman season.
He was the guy we were tanking for, right?
Right.
Jackson Dart comes in and you're like, I hope he's good. Right. I don't really know. And so in your rookie season to be, A, this impactful on the field, but then also give all the right answers off the field and the toughness that he provides. I mean, look, I'm still worried about him staying healthy. Mm-hmm. That's still a major, major worry, but he's clicking and checking all the boxes, as the cliche says.
Right.
And it's odd to be so down on a football team, which we all are, yet so in love with your quarterback.
It's a great way to put it. Because you can't help but feel hope despite the despondency that almost every other aspect makes you feel.
Yes.
There is one example of this currently in the NFL.
Go.
We weren't there, so we didn't live it. But talking to people up there, it feels like that's what I've gotten. Drake May in New England last year. We didn't pay attention to anything he was saying. But from everybody I've talked to up there, they said, we knew the kid was going to be great last year, and the team was a complete dumpster fire.
Yeah, but Drake May was the first quarterback taken.
Third,
or whatever. But they were still in the top, what?
Top three.
Okay, so if that's how you're basing it, but still, that wasn't a slam dunk at three, even if we liked him.
No, but I think we knew Jerod Mayo was overmatched. Honestly, 5 or 6 games into that season, I think people who knew that he was getting fired, and they were hiring Mike Vrabel. It's why Vrabel did not take a coaching job.
Right.
He took a consultant job with the Cleveland Browns so he could have a job, whatever, and still be available without having to elevate, you know what I mean? Vertical elevate to the a New England Patriots job. So it's different just because it kind of felt orchestrated. You know what I mean?
No, I get it. I just don't know how many people from the outside thought New England would be 7-2 this year with May as an MVP candidate after that.
Yeah, but I don't know if we got that feel from Drake May last year.
Okay, all right.
Like, I don't remember saying, "Yeah, Drake May's the dude. Drake May is going to be a star." I remember saying, "Oh, Jacoby Brissett is starting," and then I guess Drake May will get some play once the season doesn't matter. It's not the same.
Okay.
It's similar, but it's not the same.
I also think the irony of this whole thing is while we keep arguing about Dable and what's best for Dart, Dart's ironically playing so well that I think he's helping the case to fire Dable. Because
people keep saying that. What do you mean?
Explain that. Because I think when you look at objectively, let's take your year, Tiki, where Eli was the rookie and he came in.
Right.
And the team didn't win a game with Eli until the final year of the season.
Final game, yeah.
Final game of the season. A lot of the reason the team didn't win games was a rookie quarterback making rookie mistakes.
Right.
And that is oftentimes where you live with losing with a rookie quarterback because they have to go through it.
Right.
Jackson Dart looks like the best player on the field for the Giants. And you're watching these games going, they're losing games, but they should be winning with the quarterback play they're getting.
Right, right.
So if you're losing for the other reasons besides the quarterback, what does it say about the coaching staff?
Right. I still feel like this is a weird situation for evaluating this team.
It is.
Because the talent's not fully there. The offensive line's getting better. The skill position talent is not there. Yet Jackson Dart feels like he could maybe find a way to win you any game.
But this is why, and I completely agree with what you were alluding to, Sean, and I'll tell you why. When the Giants struggled last year, and they struggled the year before that, the overriding theme, even if it wasn't the main reason, but it was certainly one of the reasons, was, well, look who the quarterback is.
Yes.
As always said. In fact, look at the Jets. I'll use them as an example. What did Woody Johnson say 2 weeks ago? It's tough to win when you've got a quarterback with that rating.
Right.
It is. Oh, what did Robert Saleh say in his text messages with Joe Beningo? Remember?
Yeah.
Are we still allowed to talk about this? He listed all the quarterbacks or the backup quarterbacks around the league and how coaches were doing. It's always the reason. It's always the quarterback. Last year when we sat here, well, what do you expect? Look who's starting.
Right.
It's Tommy DeVito. It's the other schmuck.
Right.
It's always the quarterback. Well, here we are in 2025.
Right.
Where it's everything but the quarterback.
That's
and
rare.
That's what's going on. It's rare, but that's what's making this coaching staff look like horses patoots.
Right.
That you've got your quarterback.
And
he's
clear.
Really good.
It's obvious you have your quarterback.
It's obvious, and yet everything else is why you're losing games week to week. So I actually agree with that statement on why Jackson Dart, not on purpose, of course, is making Brian Daboll look bad.
Right.
That's why. Because it's always the quarterback. Right. Whether it's Woody Johnson or John Mara, they always say it. It's the quarterback. It's the quarterback. You have a quarterback, and you stink. You're 2-7.
Right.
How do you answer it?
You don't. You can't.
You fire everybody.
Well,
unfortunately, how you answer it.
Yeah.
Let's go to JR in Somerville. What's up, JR?
Hey, this team, the problem with this coach, the coaching staff, is that this team has lost whatever identity Daboll brought over a few years ago. Okay, and that field goal on fourth and goal is exactly the problem in it. And Evan, I don't care what your internal math tells you regarding that decision, because you're probably the worst on-air talent regarding math there is at WFN in its history. So it's 2025. If you're trailing down two scores, fourth and five from anywhere inside the opponent's side of the field, you've got to go for it.
No.
That is the identity of a winning football team in this.
In the fourth quarter, maybe.
Exactly. It's not the fourth quarter. It's early third quarter, JR.
I don't. Hey, let's just say you can get on your soapbox and tell me about.
Tiki agrees with me.
Right.
Don't pick on me because my math sucks. I'm going to use Tiki as a human shield.
Right. The only way that JR, or anyone who wanted him, the Giants, to go for that is right, is if you have zero faith in your defense. Right?
Which is a fair argument if you want to make it.
Of course.
Sure.
The defense got to stop.
Right.
That was one of the few that they got in this game.
Right after they got a stop, gave you the ball back, and you did nothing with it.
Yes.
Like, I think, unfortunately, what happens next is almost like it makes the whole debate irrelevant because it wasn't going to matter. And this isn't about math. This is where JR is wrong. I will raise my hand and say, yeah, my math skills, not the greatest. But it actually isn't about math. Like Tommy brought up the math thing too. It's too early in the game to make it about math. You still have an entire second half.
Yeah, I'm not counting possessions yet.
No.
I played this card last year. I'm going to play it again here.
Go.
To me, kicking a field goal there is loser mentality and once again proves that this guy, Brian Daboll, is comfortable. He's comfortable. He thinks, I found the golden goose at quarterback. I can't get fired.
That's what this is. You think he's comfortable?
He's not trying to win.
He was crying in his post game.
Well, he's got fat allergies or whatever. He's a pug. I don't know what Sean said before. There's liquid all over his cheeks. They're rosy, rosacea. It comes off just like last year as a guy that is super comfortable with his position.
I don't think it's that. I think it's simply his offense right now. And it sucks that we say this. Between the Scadaboo injury, obviously the injury to Neighbors, he looks at his weapons and says, I don't trust these guys. Look at the drops that Jackson Dart had to even deal with yesterday.
All right, then we've brought it up a few times. Do you trust his defense, who have been deplorable for the last, you know, 8 quarters?
What he trusts is, let me get points on the board, make it a 10-point game. I still have a lot of time left. You do. It's early third quarter, and let the game play out.
I think it's not new age football. I think it's old man football. I think it's something of the past. Why don't we just hire Belichick? We can kick a field goals all day. I don't think it's...
No, it's not about new age or old age. It's about that situation. Like, I'm literally living in the moment of the team, the roster, the way they're moving the football, the way the game is playing out. I honestly thought, let me just get points.
Down two scores, and then you're still down two scores. How does that make any sense to kick a field goal, and you're inside the five-yard line?
But because the time left in the game doesn't matter. Yes, I'm down two scores, but being down 10 is better than being down 13.
Right.
I could kick another field goal, score a touchdown, and tie the game, as opposed to having to score two touchdowns.
But now you need multiple stops from your defense. I just think
they
got one, but they haven't gotten a lot of stops in the last 3 weeks. The offense didn't do well there.
Okay, so how'd that work out for you?
All right, but... Is this about Jackson Dart learning on the job here? Yeah. What the hell is Jackson Dart learning sitting on the sideline watching a guy, Graham Gano shouldn't even be on the team, kicking field goals? Let this kid in a 4th-and-4 or whatever it was, 4th-and-goal, go for it.
Yeah, I don't think it was a desperation situation. You go for it if it's desperation. That's why I'm okay with it.
Yeah, and I also think your last point may eventually be valid. Like, eventually we may be saying to ourselves in December, who the hell cares? Just let this kid do things. I think at this point you're trying to win a football game.
Yes.
And I am just sitting there thinking, okay, to win this football game, I need to get points. I cannot fail at putting points on the board. I just can't. And that's where I would understand and agree. Let's go to Tony in Norwalk. Hey, Tony.
What's going on, guys? I've been going to Giant games since 1986, Section 111, downstairs in the old stadium. And, you know, the old stadium, it was like a family. You knew the whole section. Yeah. Everybody was together every week. And if you gave tickets to a Cowboy fan, the next week you came, you got crap from the fans.
Right.
Because they would say, how could you sell a ticket? I got to deal with this idiot last week, blah, 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 blah. Well, now in this jail cell of a stadium we play in, where we're 57 and 69 since we started.
Wow, nice.
You know, I went yesterday with my brother-in-law, who's a Niner fan. I bring him, and you know, I thought it would be bad. That was the worst I've ever seen since 1986, as far as a takeover. You know, we're not the Jets. I've been to games in late seasons when the Giants were bad and the Cowboys were good, and there was a lot of Cowboy fans. That I was chanting defense. I was the only one in my crowd chanting defense, and the Niner fans were chanting defense. That was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Dable's got to go. It's apathetic now. I don't even want to go anymore. Right. And I've never been like that in my whole life. I'm just tired of it, guys. Well, tired of it.
Well, last year you got apathetic because of how it just was. There was nobody playing, right? Drew Locke was the quarterback. Trying to get excited for Drew Locke.
Oh, Drew Locke, that was the other schmuck Evan referred to earlier.
I literally forgot his name.
I did too.
That's why I called him that. No offense, Drew. You're a nice guy. I didn't mean it personally.
But it was hard to get excited for them at the end of the year. They were, even though he did have that big win against the Colts, put up 40 points or something like that, whatever it was. But this year it's different, but because you're starting to feel. Up until this game, I don't think I felt this, that the Giants had a chance to win anytime they took the field. Now I'm starting to not believe that. I'm starting to see the effort not there.
That's a problem.
That's the biggest problem.
It's November. It's the first week of November.
Right.
And now we're giving up. We'll get back to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. Plus, Aaron Glenn is back sparring with reporters about who the starting quarterback should be. We'll take a listen to that. And yes, I've saved some of the good stuff. Some of my favorite moments that you will get to hear of me and Sean being at the Giants game yesterday from MetLife Stadium.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.